Indigo operator.
Joined.
Cheryl.
Joined.
Darlene.
Joined.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
It's raining, so
Darlene,
I'm at a seasonal temperature and much relieved in terms of local fire risk. Hello, have I just dropped off?
Hey, Cheryl, this is Tanya. Looks like her call dropped. She might be dialing back in.
Oh, dear, he just kicked me out. Yes, I get the girl back.
Okay.
Nick.
Joined.
Hi, Nick. It's been ages.
I know. It's been so long.
Darlene.
Joined.
She's back.
Hey, I don't know why we had you summarily dismissed, but I'm sure it wasn't intentional. Tanya was very quick to say, no, she's been gone.
I barely had a chance to say hi, and then as all of a sudden, Darlene's gone. It's like, what? No, I'm not. I'm here. What?
Oh, dear, yes, the bridge is getting exhausted. I'm sure we're wearing out the technology. That'd be right. Okay.
Clogging up the lines.
Oh, dear. Suggested agenda items will be posted shortly. Well, there you go. That's a hell of an agenda. What sort of agenda would we like?
I think shortly is come and gone.
Joined.
Okay, well, it's a short meeting. So, let's do update on current status. Including thematics. That seems to be the only ones that we haven't tidied up. What else, Nick?
Sorry, I'm trying to navigate between.
It's just when we go to the agenda, we have suggested agenda items.
Joined.
Trying to create some here, and then we can update the wiki.
Wow, we have some meeting pages.
Joined.
Out the wazoo. we have an amazing number of pages. 10th February, Summit Working Group. Okay. Suggested agenda items. The agenda will be posted shortly.
Yeah. So right now I'm suggesting we have a 60-minute limitation. We have 55 minutes.
You're putting something in? Okay, I won't edit now.
No, you edit. I'm going to do it in Skype because there's nothing more annoying than me doing an edit and someone else editing at the same time. It is guaranteed to get up my goat really fast. So someone else control the editing on the wiki, and I'm just going to work.
Gareth Sherman.
Joined.
Hi, Gareth.
Hi there.
Okay, we've got a shortened meeting today, some 55
Friend.
Minutes.
Joined.
And Nick is just creating an agenda.
Evan.
Joined.
Hi, Evan. Because we have a short meeting, we need to be fairly concise. So the suggestion was so far that we just have a general update on planning, and then we look at the thematic session. What else? Populating an agenda.
Closing general session format and structure.
Thursday format / structure. I'll call for one other item, then I'll close the list. All right. Any other business can come in there.
Spanish.
Joined.
Okay. So.
Sebastian.
Joined.
Are we going to be joined by KCA today, Nick?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe so. Yes.
Okay. God. Is Wolf on the call yet?
Alejandra Trujillo.
Joined.
Hello, Alex. How are you?
Hello. Buenas tardes. I'm good.
Okay, Wolf is not on Skype.
Okay. All right, here we go. Alexander, are you expecting Leslie to join you?
Yes, in a few short seconds.
Okay, well, we shan't start off then until she's with us. Looking at a general update on planning, it will involve both you and her.
I'm just making links to the agenda item.
Let me know when to refresh.
Leslie.
Joined.
Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Cheryl and all.
Good morning.
Hey, we need to be fairly concise this morning, so we're doing a cut-down agenda, looking at the general planning update, which is why we were poised until you joined us, Leslie. Then a format of put my mouse back into order, closing of the general session. We are looking for agreement on that. Review of general session proposals, review of thematic succession proposals. If you could also include what information you have on the post-session and design, et cetera, location, all of that in the general planning update, Leslie and Alex, that would be great, and then any other business. So, as we need to finish in now exactly 50 minutes' time, can I ask Leslie or Alex, who is going to go first on letting us know where we're up to and what we're doing with this?
I'm sorry, having a very bad click connection on my end. Is anyone else hearing that, or is it just me?
I'm hearing a clicking noise as well.
Yes, so am I.
I've got static.
Yeah, I've just notified Ego about that. They're searching for it.
Thank you.
Agenda page and the links are all there.
Fantastic. Thanks, Nick. So if you refresh your agenda page.
Nick.
Left.
Oh, boy, he's done his work and he's out of here. I'm sure he'll come back. Okay. It could be some very loud typists, I suppose. But, anyway,
sounds more like static.
Yes, Gareth, I think you would know the difference between typing and static. It would be very fast typists to make it sound like static. All right, well, even though Nick's not back
yet. Sebastian, I have one item.
Joined.
Maybe it's in the other business, but it's how's the meeting schedule of the All I Can meeting. It's showing our summit. Give me some question. And the problem we may have with some meeting from one hotel to another hotel at the same time, we will be into trouble, I guess.
Okay, we'll make sure that that matter's covered off either in the general planning update from Nick, because I know he's sent some messages to lists on that matter or on part of that matter, Sebastian. If not, we will also pick it up in any other business. Go ahead, Leslie.
Okay, as far as the general planning update, that is what you're asking for, correct, Cheryl?
Correct.
Okay. On the poster session, I think you have specific interest on that. We are still looking for a location to hold it. We have been trying at the Sheraton, however. Their structure this year is different than in years past. We thought there might be an opportunity to include it in the exhibit hall over at the meeting. However, this year, the exhibit hall is in the public space in the foyer, so would not give us an opportunity to put our poster session and have it locked down, as well as they have no room in the foyer to include our poster session. Nick and I have discussed this. along with Stacy. However, on my side, we are still working with the Melia to now find us a room.
Seth.
Joined.
And we are waiting to hear back from Melia as they are very full during that time period. But my question to you all, as I understand, is that you really would like this poster session to be accessible and reviewed by all of the attendees. And by having it at Melia, I understand that would be not the most desirable because of the lack of exposure to the whole attendees. Is that correct?
I'm not leaving dead airspace. I was hoping someone might jump in and give a response.
I guess it's Sebastian. I guess it's a case, but if we don't have one, it's better to have the other. Even if it's not the best,
mm-hmm.
it's preferable to have something than nothing. I have one question. Where is the place for the booths of the sponsors of the ICANN meeting?
They will be in the foyer where registration will be taking place at the Sheraton. They will.
And when it will be, they would set up the environment.
My understanding is the registration area will open on Saturday, the 28th, at noon.
And the foyer, it's completely full with the sponsor, or do you think we can find some space for some time the evening on Sunday? And because I think it will be the best place to be. It's on a foyer, and just to allow some the space for the five Rallo will be better than anything else, I guess.
Yes, I have asked numerous ways they could help to accommodate us at the Sheraton, and at this point I am being told again and again there is no room, there isn't an option for the poster session here. I know that Nick was going to go back and speak to Stacy possibly to see, and I'm not sure if he's had a discussion again with her, but from everything that I've been told at the moment, they cannot accommodate us on Saturday or Sunday.
Okay, I think we may escalate this question. It's not need to stay in the end of we need to go to Nick, not our Nick, but the Nick of the organizational side. I don't remember his name. Nick Matarossi.
Marso.
Yeah.
Marso.
You need to discuss directly with him, or you need to ask us to discuss directly with him. And if it's not working, I think we need to escalate one more step and go to the top management of the ICANN staff.
Okay.
I say that because I am quite sure that in the foyer we can accommodate for one evening. I don't know why it couldn't be done on Saturday, because the booth from the sponsor will not be all in place, and then we have space. But and in Sunday, I think we will find some space to be. There will not be full of people, and then we can use some space, I'm sure.
I know that the other question I have for the group is that they are able to somehow accommodate us in the area at the Sheraton for the reception on Saturday or on Sunday, excuse me. Then we would either have the choice to have to take it down, and that was it at the one time only, or I know you would want it to be longer, but if area and they can't accommodate us, are you okay with having it just up for the reception and then taking it down.
Well, if I may, Leslie, if having put the poster session up and done our meet and greet and sharing amongst our own people and the fellowship and any of the wider ICANN community, perhaps board members or board governance committee, ALAC review people who might wander up the road to join us. I would love to think that we could leave it up, but if there's logistical issues, we'll have all seen it. It's probably a waste of resources to leave it up. Anyone else? Evan?
I just agree with Sebastian. I don't accept that they will have zero space to accommodate us within the main hall. In the meetings I've gone to, they have never oversold the area with the regular sponsor booths.
I think you're agreeing with Sebastian, yeah.
If I can clarify again, they are not going to be in a room for the exhibits this year. It's going to all be outside in the main foyer area, the public space area. They are not having a room.
Yeah, but don't worry. It was the case in Paris, meeting that I organized. It was in the foyer because it's a place where everybody is. And even if it was really full packed, I am sure if the summit would have been organized in Paris, we will have find place for that. We need, eventually, if we don't have the agreement of the staff, I will ask each sponsor to accommodate us for one evening. And I am sure that we will find one sponsor for each region to accommodate us for one evening.
Very nice point. Darlene, go ahead.
I guess I'm just worried about if we're going to have this in a big, wide open area, yeah, it would encourage others to come join us, but then if we do have to walk away from our displays at all, I mean, doesn't that kind of encourage thievery? I mean, we're all going to have a pile of laptops and just, you know, stuff out there. I mean, I don't want my stuff to get stolen. Or am I being paranoid?
I don't know of anybody who would leave a laptop in that area.
Yeah, I don't think it's paranoid, but I think that we wouldn't any material, any equipment and material that is part of a regional or ALS display would be a non-personal connections and PC type thing, and that it would be subject to exactly the same security and protection as the rest of the display material from the sponsors.
If I could say something just briefly to answer the original thing that this is going to be done in an open area. Generally speaking, these are all done in open areas. The only question is how much wall space is available. And this can be accommodated simply through a couple of partitions or tables. So assuming that there is space available in the sponsor area, the only question is how much wall space would be available for poster sessions and how much wall space we require. If there is not enough wall space, then bringing in a partition or something like that would be able to provide that even in the middle of a room. And we're going to need some tables anyway for brochures and things like that. So I don't see that really as being an objection. These have all been the sponsor areas have always taken place inside open areas, and the only question is, you know, the shape of the room and how much wall space is available.
Also, we're going to have to consider the logistics of the refreshments, the snackies and beverages that they're going to have. I mean, if we end up doubling the amount of people that actually show up there, it's going to really throw off the logistics of this. It's just a comment.
If I might.
Wolfgang Kleinwächter.
Go ahead, Nick.
I just wanted to ask...
Joined.
If we... I have not seen anyone put forward a single thing yet for the poster and exhibition.
We talked to Dharma during the Neuralo call on yesterday, was it?
Oh yes.
Boy, brain's frying already. The Neuralo call was yesterday. We specifically talked to Dharma about it. She's stepping up the effort to try and bring things together, and she says that she's had contact from other people. Nick, can I leave it to you to talk to her directly and get an idea where things are?
Yeah, I will. I mean, we sent out solicitations now in Spanish and French as well as English. The only reason I bring this up is I'm very happy to go push as hard as possible and involve whoever I need to make sure that there is exhibition space. I just don't want to do that and then not have much material. That's all.
Well,
because the first question is going to be, okay, how much space do you need? And I'm going to say, I don't know. And they're going to say, well, how many exhibition? You know, how big's the exhibition? I'm going to say, I can't tell you. So, I mean, I will reach out to her. I'm just saying.
No, Dharma's got a response. Dharma has a responsibility to try and give some clear idea of what the situation is with that. And Nick, the best you can do is the best you can do. I mean, try and find out, and you know, I fully understand why they'd like to get some idea of what's coming. That's only reasonable.
One, if I may, Nick, on that, one thing that strikes me is if we're doing this hybrid model, here we've got our poster session running at the Melia with the interaction of us in our larger numbers and the whole milling around and greater degree of sharing and interaction happening in that session, then we could perhaps strip it down to a standing display of a much smaller and I would have thought no greater than any other sponsored area requirement. So I'd be arguing that would be a fallback position for a space at Sheraton we call elsewhere. KCA may have something to say on that as well because they've been thinking about how it can be set up. Back to you, Leslie.
I'm sorry, I'm having bad connection. The clicking is bad. I didn't hear the last part that you said, Cheryl. I apologize.
Before the back to you, Leslie, was that if we're doing the hybrid where we've got the poster session with the more interaction, et cetera, happening at the Melia, that a fallback position would be the same space as any other sponsor gets in the exhibition area, and we can, you know, consolidate to whatever we can get.
Exactly. We could definitely try to structure it as best we can to available to us at the Sheraton, certainly.
That was in response to Nick saying, well, you know, he needs to know how much space is going on.
Yeah, as a fallback to ask for the same space as the sponsors have.
Okay.
I am looking to the map of the hotel, and there are two levels where there is a room, and the floor 2 and the floor 4, and there are two open spaces. And I am quite sure that we can fit with the sponsor somewhere in those spaces.
We'll determine after Nick speaks to Dharma then on how many responses we have, and that way we can determine what type of space we can then go back and try again.
I thought that we answered this question last call about the space needed, but that's okay.
I'm not sure I understood that.
Even if we don't have the answer from the LSS, we were thinking about 2 or 3 tables per region to try to fit with the needs of our brochure and a screen and 1 laptop and some walls and that was what we say last week, I guess.
That is correct, yes. My understanding as well. But right,
because if we try to go to wait for the answer from the LSEs, to have the answers for how we want to organize the thing. And if we wait for the organization to have the LSEs coming or not, for the poster session, we will then manage to do nothing at the end.
Okay, thank you. Leslie, anything else that you wish to brief us on beyond the poster session?
I wanted to let you know that the ribbons and tent card colors, I think, are finalized. Heidi, are you on the line?
Yes.
And to reconfirm, did you select, first of all, Heidi, was an actual design of the logo selected?
Not yet.
Okay. So just quickly, we do have colors, we do have movement forward on ribbons, and I do have your request, Cheryl, to go to the deep royal purple instead of the rainbow. And I want to just clarify on the deep royal purple ribbon, it is to say ALAC member?
Correct,
ALAC member, okay. Thank you. Also, I have spoken to the meeting planners about the shuttle service, the meet and service at the airport. Extend it to the days that we last meeting. Nick, I saw your communique regarding that. So I will have more to report on that. That's all.
Leslie, are the meet and greet arrangements at the airport tracking well? You're happy with how they're going?
At present, we're discussing the cost. And I've received a cost from the planners. However, we need to determine if one of the days, the day when the ISOC people are arriving, for mainly on the 26th, to attend on the 27th, is that an expense that ISOC could pay for on Thursday?
I would suggest that we ask ISOC.
It's approximately $765.
$765.
Could you repeat the amount, please?
$765.
Okay. Leslie, are you in contact with Anne from ISOC?
I will contact her regarding now the meet and greet, but mm-hmm. I've been in contact with Anne on the overall ISOC in terms of her members who are coming and making sure we have sleeping rooms reserved.
Yes, that obviously Stacey's organizing the accommodation, so she needs to be involved in that as well. So I must say, I wouldn't have thought that $765 USD was going to be unreasonable to have ISOC
join.
And more importantly, if ISOC are unable to pay for the $765, it's a very small investment on some 15 or 20 people's safety. So I'd be suggesting that you can have my per diem if we're that broke, and we'll cover it that way. Next item. Go on, Leslie.
I have Alex on the line for a short period of time, and she has to leave to...
Left.
But I would like, would you like a quick report on visas?
Thank you.
Alex, are you on the line still?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
We are working very, very, very hard, and it seems as though we have done a lot to communicate to the INM, the immigration group in Mexico, that ICANN is coming to Mexico. We've hit them at different angles, and our two individuals that are helping us, Pablo and Enrique, our local host, have been a tremendous amount of help. We are now just getting the information, the passport information, the letters, all that good stuff, to the right sources. People are making their appointments. Travel has been changed for a couple of our delegates to get to the Mexican consulate so that they could appear in person. The individuals that are affected by this are those from Africa and those and a couple from India. So they are working on it, and we hope to receive real soon notices from the group of 11 anyway, that they have their Mexican visas.
Fantastic. Excellent. Always good to hear good news. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Okay. Evan, you've just raised the point that the Thursday meet and greet is not much help to summit attendees, most of who come on Friday. There is still meet and greet organised for Friday. Leslie's point was that KCA have also explored the additional cost to have the meet and greet run on the Thursday for those 15 or 20 summit delegates from ALSs who are also ISOC chapters, because on the Friday they are having a one-day meeting. ISOC is covering the additional accommodation and other costs for that extra day, and I was proposing that the $765 would be an investment that I would come up with, if not, to make everyone safe. Okay? I know ICANN told you we could not book before Friday. And this was a matter of an ISOC saying they would pay the extra cost for chapter delegates to meet. So if there's certainly no problem for anyone booking earlier or staying later than the ICANN letter says, but it is, as Sebastian has pointed out on the Skype chat, always at your own cost. Go ahead, Howard.
Just a moment, please. And I just wanted to confirm the letters of invitations. Do you know if that's going to be sent to our actual mailboxes or who they were sent to, or is that going to be sent with our program of a flight or all that?
Leslie?
Or was it sent directly to the embassy, you know, with the name of the person, what have you?
Leslie? Oh, sorry, Alex?
Okay.
Yes? Did you get that question?
Yes. I think that what Hawa is looking for is the letters of invitation from, is she talking about the host letters of invitation or the ICANN letters of invitation? Either way, they were both sent to our contact in Mexico, which then forwarded them to each individual consulate. In Hawa's case, it would have been the consulate in Paris.
Is that the answer that you need, Howard? Do you need any more information?
So tomorrow I could call them just to confirm that those have been received then at the consulate, right?
Yes, ma'am. As far as I understand, they have been forwarded to each individual consulate.
Okay. Thank you, Alex, and great work. Much relief. From, I think, all of us here, but very much from the 11 that are involved. Anything else on the update? Yes, Darlene, go ahead.
I just wanted to ask, I haven't seen anything yet come across the list to tell us what our confirmation numbers are for the hotel rooms. Have those actually been booked yet, or just wondering where, what status is?
Leslie, I can update the group on this.
Yes.
I'm working with Stacy on the sleeping room list for the Melia. It is en route, and it's due to the hotel by Friday. She has, as well as our group, the at-large group, she has another group of people that need to be placed there. So the answer is no, there's no confirmation numbers just yet, but I am in communication with Stacy just about every day, if not every couple of hours, with regards to this list and the sleeping room list.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Leslie, and it's good to know that we've got KCA working 24/7. Go ahead, Spanish Channel.
Yes, what I want to say is that most of La Gralo members are going to arrive on Friday in the morning, and my concern is that we are going to have transportation from the airport to the hotel. Some of the people are arriving at 6 or even earlier, 6 a.m.
This is Leslie. For the at-large members, we have your itineraries, and we are aware, hopefully, of the time you will be arriving, pending any flight delays. But we will be arranging or requesting for the meet and greet to coincide with the arrivals on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else, Sylvia?
No, that'll be it. Thank you.
Thank you. Leslie, anything else?
No, Cheryl, thank you.
No problem. Format of the closing general session. We would like agreement on this. Would Nick like to run through it with us, though, because I haven't heard Wolf join me before.
He's dialing in.
Oh, okay. Well, Nick, you need to start off anyway, because we're short on time.
It's Wolf Ludwig speaking.
Joined.
I love the way people announce themselves. If you all haven't seen it, I hope that it's fairly obvious how it will all look and work from reading the descriptions and the description of the audiovisual part. We've designed it as you will have seen from what Wolf had suggested, that it is very much designed to be in the own words of many attendees by allowing each meeting at the summit to pick a couple of people to state on camera the main themes of that session, and then compile those together with montages of still photographs to sort of allow the participants to speak for themselves in a real way, and to make the presentation of the summit's outcomes as personal to it involve as many ALS representatives as possible. Obviously, it wouldn't really be feasible to do that and have it be so personal if people were individually standing in front of a microphone, and it would probably become a bit of a parade of people. So hopefully hopefully you all like the sort of feel of it. It will certainly be unique. I don't believe there's been anything like this that I can before. And I would, of course, immediately start by saying that I am entirely happy to be replaced as the offstage voice. I am not married at all to being the announcer. I just had to put somebody in there, so I almost hope someone else chooses to be the announcer.
Thanks for that, Nick. Any discussion or points that perhaps Wolf would like to make on this? Thursday, closing general session. We're looking to agreement at the moment. So, opportunity right now.
Yeah, as I just mentioned on Skype, I liked and appreciated Nick's specified proposal on the Thursday closing session. It's exactly the way I considered, I imagined the conduct of this closing part, and it's well done, and it sounds like being very exciting.
Alejandra Trujillo.
Left.
Okay. All right. I'm about to call for any objections to this way forward for the planning and running of the general closing section. Anybody in the other language channels have any objections they wish to raise? Otherwise, I believe we're in agreement, and that is our final way forward.
The one point I would make is that people may wish to look at the individuals that I identified. I tried to take into account a balance of regions and languages, of course, expecting that many of the speakers in the video segments would speak their native languages, because there will be interpreters in the room. But also that there would be a balance of regions amongst those on stage, and that there would be frequent use of non-English languages there too. And I you know, obviously Afralo, I didn't know who to put in for their part. But we don't. It's not something you have to decide. Today, really, just worth thinking about.
Okay, but the general theme running and planning runs as is. We now continue on getting the logistics organised to support that plan, and the actual placeholder names can be tweaked. Okay. Excellent. Review of the general session proposal. Who's going to speak to this? Wolf, do you wish to speak to this or Nick?
Sorry again, it's which one?
The general session proposal.
The general session proposal, I'm probably missing a term. Is it all the program or...?
They're linked to the agenda page. I had emailed them to the summit working group earlier today. It's basically a compilation of all the submissions from different organizers of different segments of the opening general session about how their sections would work.
Okay, what I have seen from your posting so far, Nick, today, and I think I got the last one, I think it's all right. I have no objection.
So this is the document which starts segment name, NOMCOM briefing?
That's right.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry for the misspelled headline there.
That's fine. Is everyone happy with that? No,
We will come back to a few of you and provide a revised version of this document once some of these sessions have quite specific panels with lists of names, and others they're still discussing the structure of their meetings. So we will go back to those people and sum up those details.
This is Wolfgang speaking. I also would propose that we let them let this in the hands of the conveners of the various sessions, and while we should have a general standard, we should give enough flexibility according to the subject to have different forms of presentation.
Good question, Olivier. By what date do we need to freeze the panel selection and announce it formally? Nick?
I think we can be somewhat flexible about this, but probably not later than, say, the 20th, thereabouts. And ideal, yeah, I would say that would be the latest date, simply because the number of people who are in some way involved in a presentational or speaking capacity at the opening general session is very large. If you consider the ICANN 101 segment alone, there are 15 different people speaking. And so we need to know quite a way in advance who's speaking, and especially how many people are speaking and what they are doing, if they are presenting or if they are just speaking, this kind of thing. Because it affects the arrangements that need to be made in the room and the layout of the room, potentially. But I suspect that people will at least know more or less how many people they wish to have on a panel, for example, pretty quickly. And most people have already said how many. So.
Okay, thank you. Any other discussion or questions to be raised on that, or are we happy with the way that's tracking?
Just,
go ahead, Sebastian.
Hello?
Yes, Sebastian.
Okay, just to know, I just saw that the time allocated for the non-com is going back to 45 minutes. Is it what finally we agree? I was thinking that 30 minutes was, or it's not consistent with what it's written here and on the program schedule.
That's simply what Khaled's reply was to the request for information.
To be frank, being a member of the NOMCOM for 3 years, I think, you know, we have a shortage of time. I think even 15 minutes would make it, because this is not the place for long explanation. This is just ringing the bell, you know, pointing on the fact, and then to have the NOMCOM have then other opportunities. So we give them a space, but 45 minutes, you know, where we have so many other more directly to at-large related issues. I think 45 minutes is absolutely too much. Even 30 minutes would be, for me, too much. 15 minutes, if they bring a concentrated and clear statement and with clear points, then 15 minutes should be enough, including questions and answers.
Well, thank you, Wolfgang. We had taken it back to 30 minutes based on the principles you've just outlined and our expectations. They had in fact asked for more than 45 minutes. let's also allow with the 30 minutes is what we agreed it should be cut to. And if they gain some time in that, if they can't fill their 30 minutes, then I'm sure we'll make good use of the extra 10 minutes fill time somewhere else in the program. Any other discussions on the general session proposal?
If not, can we move to the thematic session proposals, please?
Here, things are more varied. In some cases, we have quite specific proposals, the IDN proposal, for example, from SIVA. With respect to regional participation and outreach, we have quite detailed information from AP Railo and Eurailo on what those two railos would like to do during that segment. But we don't have any information from the other three railos at the moment. We did paste in the email received from Darlene. I hope you don't mind, Darlene. We will follow up with those three railos and see how that five railo session can be run. In some cases, we have not had a response yet. The role of at-large in the review of ALAC, we have Cheryl as the organizer for that meeting, but we haven't heard from Cheryl.
On the contrary, I made it very clear that that space was to be allocated to the Board Governance Committee NOMCOM's exercise. They've been responding, I think, copying on that. So that time and space allows to take it back to at least five at the moment.
I was being somewhat jocular. I wasn't actually trying to duck in, not replying. Notice that we have you as not replying. I know that actually there's been some discussion on that. The session organized by Max Sengis, he is rewording the description of this event to make it a bit more clear and ICANN-ese rather than IGF-ese. Spoke to him today about that. We haven't heard from on the geographic regions question, though Carlton did respond today. I think the other sessions, it's you can see where we have received information, where we have not. At the moment, there are five proposals that really are detailed out of a possible number of sessions of 10. If you all would like, we can go away and I know, for example, that Rudy would like to do a session that's identified as his. So we could go away and talk to these people.
Okay, this is Wolfgang speaking. You know, there are two proposals, one from Milton Müller and one from Bill Twake. And as far as I know, Milton Müller will be unable to come to Mexico. So originally, Milton and Bill wanted to organize a joint workshop then. And then Bill Twake contacted me and asked me whether this subject could be included in a certain way into the transparency and accountability workshop. And I think, you know, the original plans which were proposed by Bill and Milton fit to a certain degree. We have to check this in detail into the transparency and accountability workshop. So I think this would also give us, you know, more space and more flexibility if Bill would join this regular workshop in this general session.
Wolfgang, may I ask a question on the general session?
Yes.
Time for accountability and transparency. Is this the, if I remember correctly, this is the session where you said you had approached Urjo?
That's right, Jan.
Yeah. Okay. So there actually are some speakers. I asked because you show a TBD on the speakers, but I was just making sure that I was thinking of the same session.
Yes, that's correct. And insofar, you know, that's why I proposed for this session to have a mixture, you know, not too many presentations, because these are subjects for discussion. And I think this is also was the plan from Milton and Bill to stimulate debate about these key issues. And because our workshop so far, as you have seen from the expressed interest, is still a little bit not overcrowded. So that means we have still some space to accommodate more groups. Is this okay for you, Nick?
Yeah. Oh, no, fine. I just was making sure that I was thinking of the same session. There are so
okay,
many
yes.
now.
Thank you.
I had to get lost. So we can clean up this document and take out the things where it says no response when there, I mean, in a couple of cases, there has, as Cheryl said, actually been a response. In others, there's no response, actually no response, and see where we stand in a few days' time, because I think we will have information from Rudy, for example. I know we will have some information from Tricia about the at-large review working group session. She mentioned that she was expecting to reply with more details on that session by the 9th, so I can work with Marco Lorenzoni on the staff to help her with that.
And I'm happy to still be I'm still happy to be involved in general coordination, et cetera, et cetera. But those two are two similar topics, and I yield as to the board governance committee because mine is really a placeholder. We need to wrap up our call, ladies and gentlemen, because we do have another working group meeting starting in some 5 minutes. We have discussed the poster exhibition update, but I do want to call for any other business and go back to Sebastian's particular points to ensure that what you raised earlier has been covered. Do you have anything else to raise, Sebastian?
My 2 points were on the general presentation of the meeting. It shows the working group number 1 and 2 and not the 3 other ones. On Tuesday, we will have some trouble to be at the same time at the Melia, at the Sheraton for the user house meeting for the one who will participate to that meeting. Where is my last point? Those two first points. Yeah.
While you were thinking of that, I was just going to get Nick to respond to those first two. I know your first point was addressed in email, but Nick, can you respond to both of those under any other business, please?
I would just say, with respect to the user house meeting, the timing is indeed very tight. What we had in mind was that those who were interested to go to this, lunch is being provided at that meeting, firstly, because it's over the lunch break. Those who wish to go, we will have shuttles available to take you directly there and bring you back in order to maximize your ability to participate in that meeting. There's an expectation that some of you might leave the meetings that you are in a little early to go over there earlier in the in that meeting. There is a half an hour overlap between the two meetings. We tried to find other times where it was possible to host this meeting, and as you know, it involves several different communities in one meeting, and there was no other practical way to do it than to have a hosted lunch and a shuttle service. We will make sure that there are enough shuttles to take everyone at once rather than having the shuttle go back and forth with multiple loads of people or anything like that.
And may I ask a question with regard to the evenings? I think there are, on Saturday evening, there is a special socializing event, and then there is a special reception on Sunday. Is this correct?
Well, there's not anything particularly scheduled on Saturday at the moment. KCA are sourcing recommendations for some restaurants that are off-property but immediately around the property where we could all go and eat together. I and just have a fun and informal dinner.
So that means the reception is then planned for Sunday?
Sunday, yes.
Ah, because this is in conflict with some other social events which are planned by other constituencies also for Sunday. So I just, you know, because I make my schedule and there are some other events, I don't know what whether the summit starts on Saturday, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So, but anyhow, you know, it's up to the planning team, but I just wanted to raise this point that there are some other social events planned for Sunday as well. The so-called German evening, you know, which, you know, invites also all the Germans and Austrians and Spanish people. And if you look into the Uralo, there are around 10 members, which then, you know, have a certain conflict. And I have heard also from two other meetings on Sunday evening.
Part of the appeal of Sunday evening is it allows the summit participants to have a social time that includes them, but also the fellowship program members, who of course are all new to ICANN.
Okay, and they arrive only Saturday evening, so let's say for them Sunday is better than Saturday.
Yes, and because we do opening the cocktail and drinks and hors d'oeuvres with them, it also reduces the cost for both groups.
That's an argument, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and like always, you never will satisfy everybody.
It's always a balancing act, yeah.
Yeah.
That's very right, Wolfgang. Thank you, though. It is very difficult for all of us to be in all the places sometimes that we need to be at a meeting like this. And certainly I need to flag for whatever is organised on the Saturday, my availability will be quite limited. That, you know, I may call in and say hi for coffee, or perhaps I might have a first glass of juice with you and then disappear, because we have a number of other meetings that are chair of the ALAC, with the, for example, joint AC and SO, planning committee and things, that we are actually having other planning meetings running on the Saturday night as well. So it always happens that some of us have to be either missing out on an activity or take up cloning, and we haven't managed the human cloning in ICANN. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to stop this call now. I will ask for a
just one point. It's for me important is that the e-crime and abuse of the DNS forum may be announced as an at-large meeting and GNSO if it's so, but I think it's important on the topic that we have the name of at-large somewhere. Thank you.
Everyone needs to, we'll establish our normal call routine same time next week. We can do that on chat now. We all need to hang up because we need to start the Summit Working Group Topic 1 call. Thank you all.
Okay. Good night.
Lovely.
Left.
Kyle.
Heidi.
Left.
Gareth Sherman.
Left.
Sebastian.
Left.
Matthias.
Left.
Wolfgang Kleinwächter.
Left.
Nick.
Left.
Darlene.
Left.
Adigo operator.
Left.
Evan.
Left. Left.
Olivier Crépin Midlow.
Left.
Cheryl.
Left.
It's Wolf Ludwig speaking.
Left.
French.
Left.
Spanish.
Left.